You may know about the Salem witch trials, but do you know the name Elizabeth Johnson Jr.? Back in 1693, Johnson Jr. was one of hundreds accused of witchcraft. She was sentenced to death, but a day before she was set to be hanged, her death was stayed. She may have survived, but some 300 years later, her conviction is still on the books in Massachusetts. Well, maybe not for long. That's because a group of middle schoolers from North Andover, the area where Elizabeth Johnson Jr. lived, and their civics teacher, Carolyn LaPierre, are working with State Senator Diana DeSaglio on a bill that would officially clear Johnson Jr.'s conviction and name. I spoke with Carolyn LaPierre earlier today about the work her students have done on the project, which is inspired by the research of author Richard Hight, whom LaPierre says she met through her local historical society.
Well, I have to give credit to author Richard Hight. He actually discovered this whole story of Elizabeth Johnson Jr., and I ended up being connected with him. So all of the research is his. He found out that she had never been exonerated. She was convicted of witchcraft in 1692 and was sentenced to be hanged with many other witches. But the executions were stopped the day before she was to be executed. So she was left in prison until they finally let all of those accused of witchcraft out of prison. And they lived on what's called attainder, which means they were still guilty of the crime for the rest of her life.
And Carrie, you said she was never exonerated. Basically, right. Everyone else was. Why do you think Elizabeth Johnson Jr. was never exonerated?
There are a number of theories. We don't totally know. Some say that she just didn't have the family to pursue it in further generations where other families did. She actually did petition for her own exoneration in 1711, but her appeal got ignored by the court. So we don't really know exactly why it was ignored or overlooked, but somehow she was. And here we are today.
So something in all of that made your students say, we're going to fix this. What do you think that was?
Partly their teacher telling them they were going to fix it. These students are learning civics. Eighth grade in Massachusetts is now a civics class, and they're responsible for what's called a civics action project. And so the author and I had spoken about this, and I brought this to them as a possible project last year. And we jumped on it last year, and they worked on doing all the research about her, finding out about the Salem witch trials and her role in it, and actually wrote a bill that was accepted by the legislature. And they all wrote letters on behalf to different legislators to get them to take action on this case, on this bill.
And did she connect for you? Did you find yourself thinking about her at night, thinking about what it must have been like for her?
Yes, because I try to make that come alive for the kids and understanding the religious nature of the time and how serious this was taken and the fear that was felt being accused of witchcraft. Trying to bring that alive for the kids has definitely had me thinking a lot about her.
What have you learned from this whole thing?
Oh, goodness. It has been quite a process. It's kind of been 3 years of me putting this together and trying to make it applicable for the kids in terms of civic action, in terms of civics, trying to make kids who don't really know anything about the legislative process or the Salem witch trials, for that matter, or groups being persecuted, trying to kind of meld all this together for them to understand it and then be able to feel something that they actually want to take part in it and do something about it. I think that's been the biggest learning for me, is that they can get excited about this and involved.
That was Carolyn LaPierre, who is a middle school civics teacher in North Andover. I'd like to bring another voice now. State Senator Diana DeSaglio worked with Carrie LaPierre and her middle school students on a bill to clear Elizabeth Johnson Jr.'s name. State Senator DeSaglio joins us now. Senator, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So was it Elizabeth Johnson Jr. and her story that inspired you to introduce this bill? Was it the kids and their work? Is it kind of a whole package deal?
It was a whole package deal, but honestly, the children from the North Andover Middle School really did a great job of bringing this to the forefront and advocating on behalf of this woman whose name was never cleared. and should have been cleared. And they did a great job of studying and researching this issue, and obviously had a great leader at the helm, their teacher, Carrie LaPierre, who contacted me on behalf of the children and asked for me to file this bill on their behalf. It was a package deal. Obviously, it's a really important issue, and we want to make sure that this woman's name gets cleared. But also, it was great to work alongside of middle school students in my community who really took civic education to the next level.
So we're in a pandemic. In the olden times, right, you would have been able to sit down with the kids. They could have come to your office and met you. Were you able to meet with the kids, at least in some form?
You know, I've met all of these kids for the most part through the years, as I have been working with North Andover Middle School and their elementary schools there in North Andover as a legislator for almost 10 years now. So many of the kids I did already know, but obviously during the pandemic, it made it really challenging to meet them in person. We didn't get to do that during the pandemic. But I will tell you, in lieu of being able to do our normal civic education days, which we normally do at the State House, we have the kids come to the State House and sit in the chamber, the House chamber and the Senate chamber, and they actually get to participate in mock debates and get up and advocate for their cause and advocate for the passage of a particular issue that they want to speak about. We did this instead. This was the civic education course, basically, that they got. Effort that they got to participate in instead of being able to come to the State House. And I will say, you know, really, they are a true inspiration to kids across the Commonwealth that if you get involved, you lift your voice, you can make a difference.
So the difference is this bill. So tell us, what would the bill do? And do you have your own theory as to why Elizabeth Johnson Jr.'s name was never cleared when basically all the other witches had their names? People accused of being witches, I want to be really clear, had their names cleared over the centuries?
Sure. To get technical, Senate Bill 1016 would clear the name of Elizabeth Johnson Jr. in the conviction she received during the Salem witch trials. And to get technical, it adds her name to a resolve in Mass General Laws that acknowledges that while the Salem witch trials may have been lawful at the time, the laws under which they were conducted have long since been abandoned and superseded by our civilized society. And you're right, Elizabeth was convicted of witchcraft in early 1693, but never executed. She's the only person who was convicted during that process who has never been fully exonerated. And the reason why the kids thought it was so important and it was relevant to them, she lived in the part of Andover that is North Andover today. And I do have some opinions about why she may not have had her name cleared. She was neither a wife nor a mother. And it is commonly thought that because of those two things, that back then she was not considered worthy of having her name cleared while other women were.
So let's stay on that for just a second. And we have about a minute left here. So many who were accused at the time were outsiders. They were misfits. They didn't fit conventional norms. Do you see a connection for the kids in advocating for somebody on the outside, as middle schoolers today?
For sure. It's a great lesson in diversity, equity, and inclusion. This woman had no children, therefore, there is no group of descendants acting on her behalf. These children at North Andover Middle School picked up that mantle and they're fighting on her behalf. And it's a great lesson on just all things that we should be doing in society today, right? Standing up for those who don't have a voice and fighting for equality and fighting for justice. And I think that this is a great lesson that we've learned from these kids.
And in just one sentence, what's next for the bill?
Next for the bill is hopefully moving it to the floor. It's going through the committee process. We're in conversations with the chairs of the committee and the committee members, and we're hoping to get it to the floor for a vote as soon as possible.
All right. That is State Senator Diana DeZoglio. She represents the 1st Essex District and has been working with the middle schoolers from North Andover. State Senator, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.